Well, we got frozen out last Wednesday.
上一个星期三我们被冻出去了。
Maybe you needed a rest from our study together.
可能我们大家也需要在休息，在学习当中有些一点休息。
Anyway, we begin tonight in a new year. Happy New Year.
我们今天在新年又开始，大家新年快乐。
I'm doing better now.
我现在感觉好多了。
Because I got some acupuncture.
因为最近有一些针灸。
So now I'm almost totally Chinese.
现在我就完全是中国人了。
Our brother Bin,
我们的张斌弟兄
he put 10 needles in me.
他又给我针了十针。
I never knew I had so many things wrong.
我从来都不知道我有这么多问题。
He said my knee was because of something here, and this part was my neck, it was sore, and then I found out I have a 40-year-old shoulder.
他说我有些的膝盖的问题是手上的问题。还有肩背的问题，还有他说我这个肩有四十年的病的问题。
So anyway, so he took out 9 needles, but couldn't find the other one.
他拿出了九个针，找不到，有一个针找不到了。
Fortunately, my wife found the other needle. So,
感谢，很庆幸的，我的太太在地上捡找到那根针。
So I think Julie, my wife may need to study acupuncture now. I don't know.
所以可能我太太现在要学一下针灸了。
But praise God, we can gather together.
赞美神，我们今天可以聚集在一起。
On higher ground，
可以聚在更高之处。
Do you know the higher ground the Hebrews talks about？
你们知道在希伯来书讲到的更高之处吗
？You know the place he will say we live right now？
你知道在那里讲到说我们现在就住在那里吗
？It's not exactly on earth，
不是完全的在地上。
It's not exactly in heaven，
也不是好像完全的在天上。
Do you know where it is？
你知道在哪里吗
？I'll give you a hint，
我给大家一个暗示。
Chapter 12。
12章
we discover we are now living in Zion.
我们会发现我们现在原来住在西安。
Now Zion's not a city on earth.
西安不是一个地上的城。
Zion is a heavenly place.
西安是一个天上的位置。
But it isn't heaven.
但是它还不完全在天上。
It's a place where Christians stand now.
就是基督徒他们现在所在的位置。
On earth, on heavenly ground.
就是在地上但是在属天的地位上。
So indeed, we want to be on higher ground.
所以的确，我们现在想要站在更高之处。
Now I've divided chapter 7 into two parts.
我把第七章分成两部分。
Dealing with this matter of Melchizedek.
就来讲述关于麦基洗德。
We see this. You see this famous statue of Melchizedek.
大家看到后面这很有著名的麦基洗德的雕像。
This is a statue in Rome.
这是在罗马的。
And I can guarantee you, Melchizedek.Look nothing like that.
我可以保证麦基洗德一定不会长像那个样子的。
This looks more like a Catholic Pope.
这好像更像天主教的主教皇一样。
But anyway, they made this statue of Melchizedek.
但是他们就造了这样一个麦基洗德雕像。
We believe that Melchizedek, as we'll see, is the central revelation that caused our brother to write his whole book.
我们会看到麦基洗德。是整本让我们希伯来书作者写这个希伯来书的最核心的启示。
You know, sometimes before you write a book, you have to find that central burden.
你知道，有的时候在你写一本书之前，你要找到那个中心、核心的负担。
And then everything develops, behind it and after it in this revelation.
所以其他的事情继续写出来的发展的，就是在围绕着这个中心。
And we see it here in Hebrews 5:10.Where he said that Jesus has been designated by God as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
希伯来书第五章十节说，并蒙神照着麦基洗德等次称耶稣他为大祭司。
Now, of course, we believe that all of our brothers, the apostles who wrote various books in the New Testament, knew about Melchizedek.
我相信在很多我们的这些使徒在新约当中的，他们都知道麦基洗德。
But as you might have observed.Melchizedek is not mentioned in any other book in the New Testament.
但是大家可能发现麦基洗德在新约其他的书信当中都没有被提及。
For our brother saw a special revelation.
我们的作者弟兄他看到了一个特别的启示。
Which especially would help Jewish Christians.
他特别会帮助犹太的基督徒。
So it's no good to us, right?
对我们没有好处是吗
？No, no.
不是的。
Because by faith we're all sons of Abraham.
因为靠着信心，我们都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And therefore, the things that were given to the Jews are ours by faith, including Melchizedek.
所以那些给犹太人的，也是给我们的，靠着信心给我们的，包括麦基洗德。
Now Hebrews 7 is divided into three parts.
希伯来第七章分成三部分。
You see Hebrews 7 verses 1 through 10.
第一到第十节。
This is the revelation of Melchizedek's superiority to Abraham and thereby superiority to the Levitical priesthood.
他讲到麦基德比亚伯拉罕的更超越，而且他同时也这样，他也超越了利未的祭司职分。
Now let's read these 10 verses.
让我们来读这十节。
Turn to Hebrews chapter 7.
请大家翻到希伯来书第七章。
Because we're just going to take this first part tonight.
我们今天晚上就讲述前一段。
Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章。
Beginning in verse 1.
第一节。
For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham as he was returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him.
这麦基洗德就是撒冷王，又是至高神的祭司，本是长远为祭司的。他当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。
To whom also Abraham apportioned a tenth part of the spoils, was first of all, by the translation of his name,King of righteousness, and then also King of Salem, which is King of peace.
亚伯拉罕也将自己所得来的取十分之一给他。他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王，又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。
Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, he remains a priest perpetually.
他无父无母无族谱无生之始无命之宗，乃是与神的儿子相似。
Now observe how great this man was, to whom Abraham the patriarch gave a tenth of the choicest spoils.
你们想一想，先祖亚伯拉罕将自己所掳来上等之物取十分之一给他，这人何等的尊贵呢
？And those indeed of the sons of Levi, who received the priest's office, have commandment in the law to collect a tenth.From the people, that is, from their brethren, although these are descended from Abraham.
那的祭司之人的立位子孙，照命照例向百姓取十分之一。这百姓是自己的弟兄，虽是从亚伯拉罕生所生宗生的，还是照例取十分之一。
But the one whose genealogy is not traced from the from them collected a tenth from Abraham.And blessed the one who had the promises.
独有麦基洗德不与他们同谱，倒收纳亚伯拉罕的十分之一，为那蒙应许的亚伯拉罕祝福。
But without any dispute, the lesser is blessed by the greater.
从来位分大的给位分小的祝福，这是驳不倒的理。
In this case, mortal men receive tithes, but in that case, one receives them of whom it is witnessed that he lives on.
在这里收十分之一的都是必死的人，但在那里收十分之一的有为他做见证的说他是活的。
And so to speak, through Abraham, even Levi, who received tithes, paid tithes, for he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him.
并且可说那受十分之一的利未也是借着亚伯拉罕纳了十分之一，因为麦基洗德迎接亚伯拉罕的时候，利未已经在他先祖的身宗。
Now tonight we want to look carefully as we introduce this revelation of Melchizedek for two reasons.
今天晚上我们有两个原因要特别的解释麦基洗德是大祭司的。
Of course, first of all, it will give us a fuller revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第一点，它是给我们关于我们主耶稣基督一个更完全的启示。
For he is presently interceding for us according to the order of Melchizedek.
因为他就在现在按照麦基洗德等次在为我们代求代祷。
But we just want to begin simply to introduce this revelation for a second reason.
我们还想介绍这一个启示还有第二个原因。
It teaches us who study the Word of God how we can receive revelation by the Holy Spirit as we live and abide in the Word of God.
他教导我们这些基督徒，我们来学习，当我们住在神的话语当中的时候，我们如何能够从圣灵从神的话语那里得到启示。
Now as we come to review the context that we'll be talking about tonight,
当我们看到今天晚上我们所讲的题目的背景的时候，
we see the two things have been combined here.
我们看到这里有两个事情连在一起。
Our sonship in bringing many sons to glory.
我们儿子的名分和带着众子的荣耀。
Is to be accomplished through Jesus, our Melchizedek.
是借着耶稣，我们的麦基洗德才能成就的。
These two revelations come together.
这两个启示是在一起的。
So Jesus' ministry, according to the order of Melchizedek, has to do with our becoming sons.
耶稣作为麦基洗德的祭司的服事，跟我们成为儿子是相关的。
Now you remember under A that the writer interrupted his ministry on Melchizedek in the middle of chapter 5.
大家注意到第一点的时候，在第五章的末了的时候，希伯来书作者在介绍这个题目的时候，他停止了他先前的教导。
He had just presented Jesus in his heavenly position as our high priest.
他刚讲明了耶稣基督做我们有一个属天的职分，做我们大祭司。
But he sensed that the people were too earthbound to understand these things.
但他觉得那些神的子民太属地了，好像不能够明白这些属天的事情。
How can we understand heavenly things?
如何我们能够明白属天的事情呢？
How can we understand spiritual things?
我们如何能够明白属灵的事情呢？
The answer to both those questions is one.
这两个问题答案是同一个。
You have to turn your eyes to Jesus.
你要转眼仰望耶稣。
And that fixes us in heavenly understanding.
然后那个就会帮助我们能够有属天的理解。
And that gives us spiritual understanding.
给我们属灵的悟性。
And so the writer stopped and went all the way through those exhortations in chapter 6.
所以作者就在那些在第六章那些劝勉话的时候停止下来。
And brought us to the end of chapter 6.
带到了我们到第六章的结尾。
You remember what happened?
大家记得发生什么了吗？
We threw our anchor of hope up into the heavenlies, into the holy of holies.
我们把我们信心的锚，我们的盼望扔到天上，进到天上的至圣所里。
Where Jesus is there, mediating for us as high priest.
耶稣在那里作为大祭司为我们代求。
Now, if you have your eyes on this place, now we can understand this revelation of Melchizedek.
如果你现在把你的眼睛定睛在那里的时候，现在我们就能明白麦基洗德这个启示。
Now, tonight we're going to see how this revelation unfolds.
今天晚上我们看到这个启示如何被展开的。
A few questions.
有几个问题。
Where did this writer find this revelation?
作者在哪里找到了这个启示呢？
What insight did the Holy Spirit of God give him in this revelation?
神的灵在这个启示里给他什么样的见解呢？
And how does it connect with the law and the former priesthood that the Jews understood?
这个启示如何跟旧约里面的律法还过去的献祭犹太人所明白这些能够联系在一起呢？
We know where the revelation started.
我们知道这个启示来于哪里。
In Psalm 110.
在诗篇110篇。
This is a reference to Melchizedek.
这里有一个提到麦基洗德。
It is spoken by David.
是大卫写的。
And he is prophesying in this song.
大卫在这个诗篇有讲这样的预言。
So we read these verses.
我们来读一下。
Verses 1 through 3.
从第一节到第三节。
The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
The Lord will stretch forth your strong scepter from Zion, saying, rule in the midst of your enemies.
耶和华必使你从锡安伸出能力的杖来，你要在你仇敌中掌权。
Your people will volunteer freely in the day of your power. In holy array from the womb of the dawn, your youth are to you as the dew.
当你掌权的日子，你的民要以圣洁的装饰为衣，甘心牺牲自己。你少年时光要如清晨的甘露。
Now this song that David sings,
这首诗篇是大卫所唱的。
We must understand its perspective.
我们一定要明白他的那个角度是眼光。
David is overhearing Jehovah talking to the Messiah.
大卫听到了耶和华跟我们弥赛亚受膏者在那里对话。
Now you notice it says, the Lord says to my Lord.
那在这里看到耶和华对我主说。
But these are two different words in Hebrew.
在希伯来文是两个不同的词。
Is it two different words in Chinese?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the one is from Jehovah.
有一个第一个词是耶和华。
So I saw the Lord speak to my Lord.
我看见我的看到主对我的主来讲话。
The second Lord is Adonai.
第二个讲到这个主就是 Adonai 这个词。
It means Lord, Master.
就意味着说主人，我的主。
You can talk to God like that, but you also talk to your master or to the king like that.
你可以对神来这样称呼，你可以对你的主人或者对王来这样称呼。
So David hears Jehovah speaking to Adonai.
对，大卫在这里讲说，耶和华对我主说。
The living God speaking to the Messiah.
这个永活的主对弥赛亚来讲。
The Lord spoke to my Lord.
主耶和华对我主说。
And as we see this verse, we realize something right away.
当我们看到这些经节的时候，马上就理解一些事情。
Every Christian knew this verse.
每一个基督徒都知道这些经节。
It was commonly used among the Christians.
在基督徒中常常被用的这些经节。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus used it about himself.
因为耶稣也用了这些经节讲他自己。
You see the three scriptures I referred to there in Matthew and Mark and Luke.
大家看到这三节我在这里写出来的马太、马可和路加。
You remember that moment when he spoke to the Pharisees?
大家记得在那一刻他对法利赛人讲。
He said, now, who is the Messiah?
他问他们说，你们说弥赛亚是谁？
They said, oh, that's easy, son of David.
他们说很简单，大卫的子孙。
Then he said, but then how come David says, the Lord says to my Lord, how can David's son be his Lord?
那么主就问他们说，为什么这里经文提到说耶和华对我主说，怎么样大卫的子孙成为大卫的主呢？
And what did the Pharisees answer?
法利赛人的回答是什么？
They had no answer.
他们就没有回答。
And it says they not only had no answer.
不但他们没有回答。
But they dared not ask him any more questions.
他们也不敢再问耶稣任何问题了。
Now Jesus used this verse.The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand.
耶稣用这句话说，说耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边。
But do you remember what happened on the day of Pentecost?
大家记得在五旬节发生了什么事吗？
Oh, we must turn to Acts chapter 2.
我们要翻到使徒行传第二章。
Because maybe we could say in the first sermon in the church.
我们可以讲到在教会里第一个信息。
Peter preached these verses.
彼得传讲了这样的道。
As he spoke about the Lord Jesus being the Messiah,
当他讲到我们的主耶稣基督是弥赛亚的时候，
we come to verses 34 and 35.
我们找到34节、35节。
And he says, For it was not David who ascended into heaven, but he himself said, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
大卫并没有升到天上，但他自己说：“主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。”
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made Christ Jesus both Lord and Christ Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified.
故此，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
So Christians knew this verse.
基督徒都知道这些经节。
And Christians knew Jesus is the Messiah.
基督徒也知道耶稣是弥赛亚。
He's sitting at the right hand of God.
他坐在神的右边。
But the writer continued to study this verse.
但这个作者进一步的来学习这个诗篇。
Naam Yahweh l'Adonai, the Lord said to my Lord.
他说耶和华对我主说。
Sit at my right hand.
你坐在我右边。
This is the seat.Of the highest honor and authority.
这是最有最高的荣耀和权柄的座位。
Until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
This means that the king has won a victory, and now all that remains is for them to gather all of the spoils of the victory.
这意味着这个王已经得胜了，他们现在所做的只好就是得到那些掳物一样。
But then the father says.
然后这里父在这里讲。
It says.The Lord, that is Jehovah, will stretch forth your strong scepter from Zion, saying, "Rule in the midst of your enemy."
然后讲到耶和华必使你从锡安伸出能力的杖来，你要在你仇敌中掌权。
Now the Lord, the God, is going to strengthen the Messiah's hand and scepter in ruling in the kingdom age.
耶和华要刚强耶基督弥赛亚的杖的能力，然后在他的国度当中来掌权。
Now we immediately realize,
我们马上就意识到
，in the millennium,
在千禧年
，there will still be a population of people on this earth,
在地上还会有一些人
Not all of them will be saved.
不是他们所有人都得救。
Not all of them will be Jews.
不是他们所有人都是犹太人。
But the Messiah will rule with a scepter of righteousness.
但弥赛亚会用一个公义的杖在那里掌权。
And the earth will be full of his righteousness.
全地都充满了他的公义。
And people will want to come to Mount Zion to listen to the Lord.
人们会想要来到锡安山来听主的话。
Now, in verse 3,
在第三节,
he says two things regarding us.
他讲到了两件事情是关于我们的。
Once again, speaking of the age to come.
是再一次讲到了将来要来的国度。
Your people will volunteer freely in the day of your power.
你的民要以圣洁的装饰为衣。
I don't know what it says in Mandarin.
我不知道中文讲什么。
But in Hebrew it says,
在希伯来里,
your people will be a free will offering in the day of your power.
在希伯来书就讲到, 在希伯来文里讲到, 就在你掌权的日子, 你的民要甘心牺牲自己。
Do you know what free will offering is?
大家知道说这种甘心祭是什么吗?
It's when we freely come to God in the Old Testament and we give him the sheep or the ram upon the altar as a sacrifice, a whole burnt offering.
就是我们自愿的来到神的祭坛前，把羊、把山羊献上去，然后把那个献给神，献祭给神。
Now what does this say?
这在这里讲什么呢
？It's a clue to the future.
这是对将来的一个暗示。
We will be priests in the millennium.
我们在千禧年的时候就会成为祭司。
And not only will we be a free will offering.
不但我们要献上甘心祭。
Now listen to this.
在这里在讲。
In holy array.Or in the beauty of holiness, from the womb of the dawn, your youth are to you as the dew.
你的民要以圣洁的装饰为衣。后面又讲到说，你少年的时光要如清晨的甘露。
In the millennium,
在千禧年的时候
，the youth,
那些青少年们
will be clothed in the holy array of priesthood.
他们就穿着祭司那圣洁的衣饰。
And they will come and worship.
他们就来到一起来敬拜。
Before the Lord.
在主面前
and it will refresh the Lord like the dew of the morning.
好像就会让主得到清新，得到更新，好像清晨的甘露一样。
Is there anything more wonderful than hearing little children worshiping God?
有没有好像比那些听到那些小孩们他们敬拜神更美好的事呢
？And even the little children like Samuel will be dressed in their holy array. They'll be worshiping God when they're 3 years old. And Jesus will say, "Oh, wonderful."
就好像在撒米尔一样，他可能只有三岁，穿着祭司的衣服在那里来敬拜神。然后耶稣说：“那里是太美好了。”
Now the writer is thinking about this wonderful messianic age.
作者在这里想到了美好的这个千禧年的时候。
But when he came to verse 4,
但是当他来第四节
，Now that's where the secret it was involved.
这里就是那个奥秘在这里讲述了。
Because it says there, the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind.You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
第四节，耶和华起了誓，绝不后悔，说你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
And when the writer came to the verse, he said, "Wait a minute, wait a minute."
作者到这节就说，等一下，等一下。
You mean Jesus, in the millennium, will not just be the Messiah; he will also be a priest according to Melchizedek.
你是说，当耶稣当千禧年的时候，他不单是弥赛亚，而且他还会是祭司，是按照麦基洗德的等次。
These three things in this passage arrested his attention.
这三件事情在这几经节让作者这有注意了。
Number one, Jehovah makes an oath.
第一点，耶和华起了誓。
Number two, this one is to be a priest to the age.
第二点是永远为祭司。
Three, according to the priestly order of Melchizedek.
第三点是照着麦基洗德祭司的等次。
Let's look at each one.
让我们看一个每一点。
Ah, this is what it says. The first thing is Yahweh makes an oath.
第一点在这里说耶和华起了一个誓。
Nishva Yahweh velo yinatcham.
这讲了 Nishva 耶和华在这里起了一个誓。
Nishva swears an oath.
耶和华起了一个誓。
Jehovah swears an oath.
耶和华起了一个誓。
And he will not change his mind.
他不会改变他的主意。
Now why? Why is the Jehovah swearing an oath to this one who's already sitting on the throne as Messiah?
为什么耶和华要对着这已经在站在坐在弥赛亚宝座上的起这样一个誓呢
Now, do you remember from last time what an oath is?
大家记得上一周讲到什么是誓吗
？An oath is a heavy promise.
一个誓言是一个非常重的一个应许。
When God swears by Himself,
当神指着自己起誓的时候
，This is a firm promise.
这是一个非常重的一个应许。
And He will never change His mind.
他永远不会改变主意的。
There must be something more to Jesus' reign besides His messiahship.
这里有一些与耶稣当作做弥赛亚在这里做王之外，还有更深的意思在里面。
And then the second thing.
第二点
，He is to be a priest to the age.
他要永远为祭司。
A priest to the age. Ata kohen la olam.
这个永远为祭司。
That's okay. I told you we all know now the Jewish name Cohen.
我们现在都知道犹太人的这个名字叫 Cohen.
That's priest.
就是讲到祭司。
So Ata, you are Cohen, priest, La Olam.
就是你祭司 Olam.
Wait a minute. Have you heard this word before? Olam.
大家有没有记起来以前听讲叫 Olam？这里讲什么呢
？The age to come，
在将来的世代。
You're going to be a priest in the age to come。
你要在将来的世代作为祭司。
In the millennium, you're not just going to be Messiah, you're also going to be priest during this millennium。
在千禧年，你不但要做弥赛亚、做王，而且还要在那里做祭司。
You're going now. Something about Hebrew understanding。
这里有一些讲到希伯来人他们的理解。
You know, back in the ancient days，
在过去的时代
，people didn't have this thought, eternity。
人没有对这个永恒有这样一个概念。
They didn't think of themselves having everlasting life.
他没有想到自己有一个永久的这个生命。
But this was revealed to them.
但这个对他们来是一个启示。
Especially during the age of David and beyond.
尤其是在大卫的时代和后面的时代对他们的启示。
Where they began to understand that after this life there was paradise, there was Hades.
他们知道了，在他们这个时代之后呢，还有乐园，然后还有那个阴间。
But in the old days.The Jews felt when they die, they went to Sheol.
但是在过去的日子，他们觉得他们死之后呢，他们就到了阴间。
So they didn't think of eternity like having eternal life.
他没有想到说有一个永恒，有一个永远的生命。
So the Jews had two phrases for eternal life.
所以犹太人关于永生有两个词。
You know what they are?
大家知道是哪两个词吗
？You'll see throughout the Old Testament, they say, from generation to generation.
大家看在旧约当中经常说一代又一代。
This is my eternal life.
这就是我所讲的永远的生命。
They would say, I will die and fall in the ground and live and go down to Sheol.
他就说我就死了然后下到阴间去了。
But my seed,
他说我的后裔
my children,
我的儿女
they will be me continuing on.
他们就是像我一样又再一次继续生活下去。
And then their children will be the next generation.
然后他们的儿女就做了下一代。
And so God is faithful from generation to generation. That means through the ages.
所以神就是每一代又一代都是信实的，这意味着所有的将来的世代。
Now, because they didn't understand eternity.
因为他不明白永恒这个概念。
But they did understand something.
但他明白一些。
There is the next age.
他们知道了下面的一个世代。
Beyond our death, there is the next age.
在我们死后还有一个下面的一个时代。
And this became focused in them to understand the Messiah will come and it'll be a messianic age.
这个就成为他们的专注，他们知道弥赛亚要来，将来有将来的国度。
Now when you read some of the prophets in the Old Testament,
如果大家读到旧约里面有一些预言
，their prophecies almost completely speak of the millennial age.
他们有些先知他们的预言都是讲到说，那个千禧年的国度。
But you'll notice in the later prophets, let's say like Isaiah.
但是你讲到后面的那些先知，比如说以赛亚
，He not only talked about the millennial age，
他不单单讲了千禧年的国度。
You remember, like when the lion will lay down with the lamb，
讲到那个狮子与羔羊同卧。
See, that's millennium age。
那个讲到千禧年的。
But Isaiah also talked about a new heaven and a new earth. That's eternity。
以赛亚也在那里讲到新天新地，这里讲到永恒。
Now some of the prophets didn't see quite eternity yet, but they just saw.The next age. We're looking for the next age when God will fulfill all His promises.
有些先知他们没有看到这永恒，他们只看到了将来的这个世代。将来这个世代，神要应许他所有的应许。
So when the writer saw this,
当作者看到这里的时候
，Jesus is going to be Cohen in the millennium.
耶稣要在千禧年的时候作为祭司。
Now this raises a lot of questions.
这就给他们带来很多的问题。
In the millennium,
在千禧年的时候
，Is there going to be a temple in Jerusalem?
在耶路撒冷是否有圣殿
？Jesus will be a priest then.
耶稣在那里作为祭司。
What about it?
那就关于什么事呢
？And what are you going to be?
你会做成为什么样呢？
Royal priests.
是君尊的祭司。
In the millennium.
在千禧年的时候。
Well, you have some priesthood to do too.
你在那里有一些祭司的职任要做。
Now, I don't know. They're not going to be sacrificing a Passover lamb.
在那里不再有献逾越节的羔羊了。
But you know, the priesthood is so important.
但是祭司是这样的重要。
That this is God's picture of Jesus in the coming age.
这是主神给耶稣在将来时代的一个这样的样式。
Messiah priest.
就是弥赛亚王，然后加祭司。
What was Melchizedek?
麦基洗德是什么呢
？Messiah priest, king priest.
他又是君王，又是祭司。
So when we see like the vision of Jesus according to John in Revelation chapter 1.
如果我们看到约翰在启示录第一章所给我们看耶稣的意象的
，Now that vision is a little strange.
那个意象是很有些奇怪的
，because he looks like a king.
又在那些又像君王
，but he's a priest among the golden lampstand.
又像祭司在灯台中间
，but of course you know.
但是你知道的
，he's king priest.
他又是君王又是祭司
，and this is something that the writer saw.
这个就是作者在这里所看到的
，Cohen la Ola.
这里讲到 Colon Olam.
Is he up there in up in the left corner?
大家看一下左面那个上角。
This is one of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Chaf.
这是一个希伯来的字母 Chaf 这个字母。
And when children learn Chaf, they learn Aleph, Bet, Chaf.
当他们学这个字母的时候 ，Chaf 的时候。
When they get the Chaf, this is what the word says underneath it. Cohen la Olam.
他们学那个字母下面那个字就是说讲到 priest， 就是永远为祭司。
Priest to the age.
就是将来世代永远的祭司。
Oh, there's a lot to think about there.
在这里有很多让我们思考的。
You may not just be flying around on a cloud and playing a harp.
你可能不是只是在天上云上在飞，在那里弹着竖琴。
But you'll be dressed in the beauty of holiness.
你会穿以圣洁为装饰。
And every day you'll be a free will offering to the Lord.
每一天你都向神有一个甘心的甘心祭。
Whatever your service in the millennium.
你在千禧年，无论你服侍什么。
Oh, it's gonna be a wonderful time.
都是一段很美好的时光。
You know, I think all Jewish men were jealous of the high priest.
我觉得每一个犹太人的男人，他们对大祭司都很羡慕。
Can you imagine the good news if you're a Jew hearing in the millennium you're going to be a priest?
你知道，如果这是一个好消息，你如果是犹太人，在千禧年的时候，你会成为一个祭司。
This has always been God's purpose for you.
这永远一开始是神对你的旨意。
What did God say to them when He brought them out of Egypt?
他们把他们从埃及带出来什么呢
？What did he say?
他说什么呢
？I want you to be.
他说我要你们成为
a royal priesthood, right?
是君尊的祭司。还有什么
？Holy nation,
圣洁的国度。
Okay, peculiar. Yeah, God's a peculiar people.
神特别的选民。
Royal priesthood.
君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度。
This has always been their purpose.
这一直是他们的旨意。
In the millennium, I'm a priest, you're a priest.
在千禧年，我会成为一个祭司，你也会成为一个祭司。
But we're not Levites.
但是我们不是利未。
It's okay.
没关系。
We're part of the order of Melchizedek.
我们是按照麦基洗德的等次那边。
That's how we Gentiles can get in.
这是我们外邦人可以进来的。
Okay, and then number three.
然后第三点。
According to the order of Melchizedek.
照着麦基洗德的等次
，El Dabrati Melchizedek，
就是照着麦基洗德的等次。
And he says, "Wait a minute, what is this priestly order?"
到底什么是这个新的祭司的等次呢
？Now I know. Even Peter says, "You are royal priests."
就是彼得也说你们是君尊的祭司。
But if there's a priestly order, it's more than just one priest. It's an order of priests.
但是这不光是一个祭司，讲到一个祭司的等次。
And he saw that the name, of course, means Malki means king, Zedek means righteousness.
这里讲到麦基洗德，这个麦基是讲到说是王，洗德是讲到正义、公义。
And so he began to think.
对，作者就开始在思考了。
And the Spirit began to reveal to our brother.
然后圣灵对我们的弟兄有启示。
He decided, I have to search the scriptures, see what else I can find about Melchizedek.
他觉得我要来查阅查询旧约圣经中哪里还有讲到麦基洗德。
So he left Psalm 110.
他就离开了诗篇110篇。
And where are all the other references to Melchizedek?
在圣经中哪些地方还有讲到麦基洗德呢？
There's only one.
只有一个地方。
Genesis chapter 14.
就是在创世纪14章。
Outside of Psalm 110, Genesis 14 is the only other passage in the whole Bible about Melchizedek.
在除了诗篇110篇以外，创世纪14章是唯一的一处讲到麦基洗德。
And so the writer started this studying, right?
所以作者就在这里开始来学习这个麦基洗德的事实。
He read these verses as he opened the Torah scroll, the Genesis 14.
他把神的托拉打开的时候，他看到创世纪十四章这里来学。
Read verse 18 through 20.
我们从18节读到20节。
And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine.Now he was a priest of God Most High.
又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司。
And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand."
他为亚伯拉罕祝福说：“愿天地的主，至高的神赐福于亚伯兰。”至高的神把敌人交在你的手里，是应当称颂的。
Oh, now he saw something wonderful.
他在这里看到一些很美好的事。
He was a king, and he was a priest.
他又是一个王，又是一个祭司。
He came from the city of Salem.
他是从撒冷城来的。
Now where is Salem?
撒冷城是哪里呢
？In Oregon?
是在 Oregon 这个地方吗
？Salem is the old word for Jerusalem.
撒冷城就是原来耶路撒冷的旧的名字。
You look in Psalm 76, verse 2.
大家看诗篇76篇第二节。
And you will see that Salem is Zion.
他看到了说撒冷城就是西安。
But Salem comes from an old word, maybe you know, shalom.
但撒冷是一个从一个老的文字出来的，就是 shalom 这个词来出来。
And that means peace.
这个意思就是平安。
And so he saw.That this Melchizedek was a king of righteousness and a priest of El Elyon.
他看到这个撒冷王，他是至高神的一个祭司。
Now, and here's what happened.
这就是发生的事情。
He blessed Abraham by El Elyon, possessor of heaven and earth.
他是指着天地的拥有者全能的神来祝福亚伯兰的。
And he also blessed El Elyon for defeating the enemies for Abraham beyond the river.
他又祝福是奉着以罗心全能的神他因为帮助亚伯兰胜过了河那边的敌人。
Now wait, this is even taking on more importance.
这里又有更重要的意思在里面。
Now you know what happened. Five of the kings, including Sodom and Gomorrah,rebelled against the four kings up by the Euphrates River.
你知道有五王他们反叛在那个在幼发拉底河上面的四王。
So the four kings came down and fought with the five kings.
所以那个四王下来就跟这个五王征战。
And they defeated them.
他们就胜过这五王。
And what did they do?
他们做什么
？They brought them back to Babylon.
他们就把他们带到巴比伦去了。
God says, "No, don't go back to Babylon."
神说不要回到巴比伦。
I've sent you beyond the river.
我是从河那边把你派过来的。
But the devil always tries to get us back to Babylon.
但是撒旦一直想把我们带回到巴比伦。
But when Abraham heard,
当亚伯拉罕听到
he took his men.
他就带着他的仆人们。
And it was overwhelming. There were armies against 300 men.
那里有大的军队，他们只有300人去征战。
But Abraham won.
但亚伯拉罕胜了。
Brought back all of the people from Sodom.
把所有那些被掳的人都带回来。
All of the T-shirts and sweatshirts and clothing.
所有那些衣服啊，所以 T-shirt 的那些都带回来了。
And as he was going back toward Hebron,
当他们回到那里的时候，撒冷王
，The king of Sodom was coming to meet him.
那撒冷王就出来了迎接他。
But just before Sodom got to him,
就在他到他之前
，This guy Melchizedek shows up.
在那个索多玛王到他耶路撒冷到之前麦基洗德见到了。
Now where did he come from?
他从哪里来呢
？Salem.
他就从撒冷来。
Salem didn't fight.
撒冷没有在那里征战。
Salem is shalom.
因为撒冷那里是平安。
But you remember Salem was up in Zion, and nobody could capture the people who lived in Salem.
你知道撒冷那是在锡安山那里，没有人可以到那里去来掳掠他们。
Now out comes this Melchizedek.
从这个麦基洗德。
And he comes to Abraham.
他到了亚伯拉罕那里。
With bread and with wine.
他带着饼和酒。
Why?
为什么呢？
He's making a covenant.
他这里来立一个约。
Covenant.
这是他所立的一个约。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
Eat this bread. Drink this wine.
吃这饼，喝这酒。
This has come from El Elyon.
这个是从以罗心全能神那里来的。
God Most High.
是至高的神。
Possessor of heaven and earth.
天地的拥有者。
And He is the one who gave you the victory.
他是那个给你得胜的那个神。
Abraham knew it.
亚伯拉罕知道。
Abraham knew he didn't get the victory.
亚伯拉罕知道不是他自己得胜。
Somebody was on his side.
有的人有在人在他这一边。
But at this moment,
在这一刻
，Abraham discovered something new.
亚伯拉罕发现了一些新的东西。
You know Abraham's sojourn.
你知道亚伯拉罕他的那个漂流的时候。
It was from altar to altar, wasn't it?
他是建了一个祭坛又一个祭坛。
But we could also say Abraham's sojourn.
我们也可以也讲到亚伯拉罕在那里客旅。
Was a discovery of who God was.
来发现神到底是谁。
First, God revealed Himself, Jehovah.
一开始神启示他是耶和华。
And He came down into the land of Canaan. God revealed Himself as El Shaddai.
然后呢，他到了迦南地，神向他启示他是。全族的全封的神 El Shaddai.
Then we came to here.
然后我们看到这里来。
Oh, Jehovah is God, the Most High God.
这一看到耶和华原来是至高的神。
Now I have another name for Jehovah.
现在我给神又有一个名字。
Because what does Jehovah mean?
耶和华是意味着什么呢
？If you're speaking Hebrew, you say Yahweh.
如果你讲希伯来文，你讲耶和华。
What does that mean?
是什么意思
？It means I am that I am.
就我是我是。
It's like saying "bibbidi bobbidi boo."
就好像是在这里讲那个声音。
But now he finds out, well, God is El Shaddai, Almighty God.
他现在发现了，哦，神是 El Shaddai, 全能的神。
God is El Elyon, God the highest God.
神是 El Elyon, 最至高的神。
Now he also discovered what else?
还有发现什么呢
？Jehovah Jireh.
是耶和华 Jehovah Jireh.
He offered his son up.
他把他儿子献祭了。
Oh, Jehovah is Jehovah Jireh.
耶和华是耶和华供应的这个神。
Still one more.
还有一个更多的。
Anybody remember?
大家还有人记得了吗
？I mentioned it before.
我以前曾经提过。
I mentioned it at a time. I think you were all asleep.
我好像你们睡的药的时候在提的。
El Olam, that's absolutely right.
El Olam,
remember that?
大家记得吗
？Olam, Olam,
Olam, Olam, 就将来。
God of the age.
就是永远的神。
Now we interpret. It's in Genesis 22, I think.
是在创世纪第二十二章。
King Abimelech. Made an oath.
亚比米西王跟亚伯拉罕立了一个约。
At Beersheba,
在别示巴那里。
And said, "We will not bother you anymore because we see your God is with you."
我们不再会搅扰你，因为我们看见神与你同在。
So they ate a covenant meal.
所以他们吃了一个立约的这个
And it says when Abimelech left,
的餐，然后他们当他们亚比米西走的时候
，Abraham built an altar.
亚伯拉罕在那里立了一个坛
，The El Olam，
就是给这个 El Olam 永远的这个
神，
意味着什么呢
？Means I see you are God of the ages，
是我看到你是永远世代的神。
You knew my beginning, you know my end。
你知道我的起初，你知道我的结束。
You have been with me through the age。
你在所有的世代这些时候都与我同在。
So our English translation call it, he called on the eternal God。
所以英文翻译就翻译成永远的神。
Oh, this is exciting.
这是很让人兴奋的。
He saw that God was El Elyon.
他看到了神是这位至高的神。
And you understand what happened?
大家知道然后发生什么事了吗
？Melchizedek gave Abraham some bread.
麦基洗德就给亚伯拉罕一些面这些饼。
And Melchizedek took some of the bread.
然后亚麦基洗德也拿了一些饼。
I want to tell you.That it was El Elyon that gave you the victory.
我想告诉你是以罗心至高的神给了你得胜。
Now you have eaten the bread.
你吃这个饼。
Is El Elyon your God?
是不是这位至高神是你的神呢
？And nobody even told Abraham what to do. He gave him a tenth of all the spoil.
没有人告诉亚伯拉罕所做什么，但是亚伯拉罕就把十分之一的掳物来给了麦基洗德。
Now what's that?
那是什么呢？
That's a signing of the covenant.
那个就是好像是签字这个立这个约。
Who is your God?
你就是给你的神这放献这十分之一。
From now on, El Elyon is my supplier.
所以现在这位至高的神是我的供应者。
Just then, the king of Sodom came and said, "Take everything, just give me my people back."
这时候索多玛王也来了，说你把这些东西都拿去吧，你只要把我的人口给我。
Abraham says, "Take everything."
亚伯拉罕说，你把自己的所有都拿去。
I've got El Elyon.
我有那至高的神。
I don't need all this stuff.
我不需要这些东西。
So Sodom went home with all of his sneakers and sweatshirts.
所以索多玛王回去就带着所有的这些球鞋啊，这些好像。
Abraham walked like a prince.
亚伯拉
罕 El Elyon.
亚伯拉罕就像一个王子，是至高神的一个王子一样。
That's it.
那就是这样。
That's the whole story.
这就是整个的故事。
But the writer said, wait, there must be something else.
但作者说，等一下，这里还有更多的。
Lord, what is it about this guy?
主啊，这里关于这个人有什么特别的呢？
And then he saw two revelations.
然后他在这里看到两个启示。
As he studied and prayed about this matter of Melchizedek.
当他在这里学习，然后祷告关于麦基洗德的事情的时候。
And God opened his eyes.
神就开他的眼睛。
Now what was it that he saw?
他看到了什么呢？
Now, this is important to understand.
这个很重要，要让我们理解。
He saw Jesus in Genesis.
他在创世纪里看到了耶稣。
Melchizedek, he saw, understood, ah, this is a type of the Son of God.
他在这里看到，哦，麦基洗德原来是神儿子的一个预表。
Jesus who's seated on the throne.
耶稣现在坐在宝座上。
Is like Melchizedek.
就像麦基洗德一样。
And why does he say that?
他为什么这样讲呢？
Well, then we come to the two revelations he saw.
我们看到这里，他看到两个启示。
But the revelation was not in the Word.
这个启示不是在圣经里面。
It was what wasn't in the Word.
是什么圣经里所没有记述的。
Because he began to say, wait a minute.
开始就是想等一下。
This Melchizedek is a mystery.
麦基洗德原来是一个奥秘。
He has no genealogy.
他没有家谱，圣经里。
It doesn't mention father or mother.
没有讲他父亲和母亲。
Doesn't mention when he was born, when he died.
没有讲到他出生，他什么时候死去。
Wait a minute. Why does God leave this out of His Word?
为什么神把这些东西都不在圣经里记载呢？
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Was Melchizedek a man?
麦基洗德是一个人吗
？Or was he an angel?
还是他是一个天使
？Well, some people say he's an angel.
有的人讲说他是一个天使
，But he was a man.
他是一个人
，Just a man.
他就是一个人。
Was he born?
他是生下来的吗
？Did he die?
他是的。
Yeah.
他死了吗
？What's his genealogy?
他的家谱是什么呢
？Well, we don't know.
我们不知道。
It's very strange when a king of Salem has no genealogy given in the scripture.
但是很有趣的就是这个撒冷王在圣经当中竟然没有记载他家谱。
You know, you take these kings like a king Og of Bashan.
那你如果讲这些 king， 讲叫 king Og of Bashan，
and you can trace Og all the way back to Esau.
你可以只讲这个阿克巴什，一直讲到他是以扫的后裔。
But you take Melchizedek, king of Salem, and you trace him. There's no trace.
但是你讲到撒冷王的话，你要找到家谱，你就找不到的。
And then the writer said, "I see."
作者就说：“哦，我想到了。
It's because Melchizedek is a type of the eternal Son of God.
因为麦基洗德是讲到神永远儿子的一个预表。
That's why God has this in the Word like this.
所以神他话语就这样写的。
He has no beginning.
他没有起始。
He has no end.
他没有终结。
His ministry is perpetual, eternal.
他的服事就是好像是永恒的。
Well, that's Jesus.
这就是耶稣。
I say Jesus.
我说耶稣。
And that was his revelation.
这是他所看到的启示。
He saw Jesus in Genesis.
所以看到了耶，在创世纪看到耶稣。
But the second thing he saw.
第二个事情他看到的。
He didn't say it.
这里没有讲。
But he saw it.
但看到了。
Because he knows it.
因为他知道。
Second is the greater always blesses the lesser.
第二个讲的说，大的总是祝福小的。
Wait a minute，
这里讲的停下，大家等一下。
Wait a minute， my lights went out，
我的光这个倒掉了。
Wait a minute，
等一下。
Melchizedek blessed Abraham，
麦基洗德祝福亚伯拉罕。
Melchizedek is greater than Abraham，
麦基洗德比亚伯拉罕更大。
And he's always been Abraham's priest。
然后他一直是亚伯拉罕的祭司。
Now you say, what's the big deal?
你说这个有什么重要的呢？
It's a big deal if you're the son of Abraham.
如果你是亚伯拉罕的后裔，这个就是很重要了。
How many Jews are the sons of Abraham?
有多少犹太人是亚伯拉罕的后裔？
100%.
100%.
And this means that Melchizedek is their priest and they are under Melchizedek.
这意味着麦基洗德也是他们的祭司，他们都在麦基洗德之下。
And this happened before the Levitical priesthood was ever set up.
这个开始就在设立立位祭司的之前就已经开始了。
And then it's like the 4th of July in the writer's head, all of this eternity is revealed in Melchizedek and Jesus.
就好像在国庆日这个讲到说这个永恒，好像都讲到说麦基洗德，讲到耶稣。
Now, if you understand what I just said,
如果你明白我所讲的
，You understand？
你明白吗
？Because you are a son of Abraham，
因为你是亚伯拉罕的后裔
，by faith，
靠着信心
，and that means your priest right now is Melchizedek。
那就意味着你现在你的祭司就是麦基洗德
，not Melchizedek。Your priest is Jesus from the order of Melchizedek。
不是麦基洗德，而是耶稣，他是按照麦基洗德的等次为祭司的。
He has an eternal order。
他有一个永恒的这个位分
，and also a different covenant。
而且是不同的这个约
，and you must live in that covenant.
你一定要活在那个约当中
，because you cannot have a priest without a covenant.
因为你不能够有一个祭司没有一个约。
Now we're just going to read these verses which we read already, because you can see this is now what the writer presents to these Jewish Christians.
我们再一次读一下我们刚才所读到这些经文，这是作者再一次向这些犹太的基督徒们所表明的。
For this Melchizedek, king of Salem.Priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham as he was returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him.
这麦基洗德就是撒冷王，又是至高神的祭司，本是长远为祭司的。他当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。
To whom also Abraham apportioned a tenth part of all the spoils. Was first of all by the translation of his name King of Righteousness, and then also King of Salem.Which is King of Peace.
亚伯拉罕也将自己所得来的取十分之一给他。他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王，他又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。
Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, made like the Son of God. That's a type. You see.
他无父无母无族谱无生之始无命之宗，乃是与神的儿子相似。这里讲到说与神的儿子相似，讲到他是神儿子的一个预表。
He remains a priest perpetually.
他永远为祭司。
Now observe how great this man was to whom Abraham the patriarch gave a tenth of the choicest spoils.
你们想一想，先祖亚伯拉罕将自己掳来的上等之物取十分之一给他，这人是何等的尊贵呢？
And those indeed of the sons of Levi who received the priest's office have commandment in the law to collect the tenth from the people, that is, from their brethren, although these are descended from Abraham also.
那得祭司职任的利未子孙领命照例向百姓取十分之一，这百姓是自己的弟兄，虽是从亚伯拉罕生中生的，还是照例取十分之一。
But the one whose genealogy is not traced from them collected a tenth from Abraham.And bless the one who had the promises.
独有麦基洗德不与他们同谱，倒收那亚伯拉罕的十分之一，为那蒙应许的亚伯拉罕祝福。
Now you see a picture there of the Levites.
这看到一个关于利未祭司的这一个图画。
This was one of their favorite jobs, collecting money.
这是他们最喜欢的工作，来收钱。
And today, in many churches, we have Levites who always take up an offering or two offerings, whatever.
现在在很多教会当中，我们好像也有这样利未人在那里收奉献。
The Levites were commanded to take that tenth.
啊，利未人他们是被命吩咐来取十分之一。
But then he says,
但他在这里讲
，But without any dispute, the lesser is blessed by the greater.
从来是位分大的给位分小的祝福，这是驳不倒的理。
In this case, mortal men received tithes, but in that case, one received them of whom it was witnessed that he lives forever.
在这里收十分之一的都是必死的人，在那里收十分之一的也为他做见证，说他是活的。
And so to speak, through Abraham, even Levi, who received tithes, paid tithes, for he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him.
并且可说，那受十分之一的利未也是借着亚伯拉罕纳了十分之一，因为亚伯拉罕因为麦基洗德迎接亚伯拉罕的时候，利未已经在他先祖的身宗。
Now, what is he saying?
在这里讲什么呢
？That even the Levites are paying a tenth. to Melchizedek.
就是利未也向麦基洗德付了十分之一。
Paying it through Abraham.
是借着亚伯拉罕赔付的。
Now here's another wonderful Jewish thing.
但这有一个很奇妙关于犹太人的事情。
Now I don't know when they came out with this thing.That the woman is an XX chromosome and the man is XY chromosome.
我不知道什么时候有这个事情就是开始了，但是女性呢，她是有两个 X 那个染色体，男性呢是 X 一个 X 一个 Y 的染色体。
Was it that complicated?
Yeah.、Huh? Yes.
So when a man and a woman got together, you had either XX or XY.
所以当男人和女人在一起呢，他们就是或者 XX 或者是 XY.
Now the Jews are as smart as Einstein.
那犹太人都像爱因斯坦那样聪明。
Back in ancient days, they didn't know X X Y X Y.
在那个过去的时候，他们不知道关于这个 X X 还有 X Y。
Here's what they believe.
这是他们所相信的。
The daddy already has the seed of his son in his loins.
他讲到说，父亲在他腰中已经有他的子孙这个种子一样。
So Abraham walking around.
所以亚伯拉罕在那里行走的时候。
Of course, after him comes Isaac.
他后面就有以撒。
After him comes Jacob.
然后下面雅各。
And after Jacob comes Levi.
然后后面就有利未。
Well, there's four generations.
是四代之后。
Abraham had Levi down in his belly.
所以亚伯拉罕就有利未在他身中。那那是好像那个种子。
Now, when a man knows a woman, the seed comes alive.
当男人和女人结合的时候，好像这个种子就活了。
They didn't give the woman credit.
他没有给女人任何的那个 credit， 任何的功劳。
They didn't praise the woman.
他没有赞美这些女人。
Because it was the man who had the seed.
是因为是男人，好像他有种子。
And that's how I live forever by my seed.
那就是我如何能永远的活下来，靠着我的种子。
And Abraham gave a tenth to Melchizedek.
那亚伯拉罕把十分之一给麦基洗德。
And so the Levites did too.
所以利未也这样做。
Even though they were just a little seed.
虽然他们只是好像是那个种子，是四代之后。
Already in eternity.
已经在那个永恒当中
了。They were paying tithe to Melchizedek.
他在那里向麦基洗德来付这样的奉献。
So this is we just spent this time to look and see how we can search in the scripture and ask a question of the Lord. Lord, how come Melchizedek? I don't see his parents. And he looks all over the scriptures. He can't find. Then the Holy Spirit says, it's because he is a type of Jesus in the book of Genesis.
这里就教导我们如何来查读圣经的时候，当作者在这里查读的时候，讲到麦基洗德的时候，就讲到说为什么他没有这样家谱，然后在那里查读的时候，研经的时候，然后圣灵在那里给我们启示。
And as he spells out this Melchizedekan priesthood of Jesus, we see how we become sons in the age to come.
然后让我们看到这个麦基洗德是耶稣的一个预表，然后我们如何在将来的国度成为一个祭司。
So just a couple of final perspectives.
Okay. 我们最后一点。
The revelation from God's word is so wonderfully shown us in this Melchizedek section.
神话语的启示很奇妙的让我们看到麦基洗德这一部分。
Now you may not think this is important.
你可能觉得这个不是很重要。
But when we interpret and understand scripture,
但是当我们来解释理解圣经的时候，
our interpretation needs to beThe Lord's interpretation.
我们的解释释经应该是主他的解释和释经。
That's what we call here. Jesus in his days on the earth used the exact same hermeneutical methods of revealing the Spirit and truth foreshadowed in the types in the Torah.
所以这里第一点，当耶稣在地上的时候，他也是这样的，用这样的释经的方式来解释在摩西五经里面所预表的这些圣灵和真理，他是这样来解释的。
Now there's many methods of interpreting scripture.
有很多方法来解释圣经。
What is typology a proper method?
那这种用预表的方式是一个正确的方法吗
？Now you see, of course, you say yes, of course it is.
你说的确是一个正确的方法。
Because we know it is.
因为我们知道它是的。
But how did we get there?
但我们怎么能够达到那里呢
？By brothers like our writer in Hebrews.
就像我们希伯来书作者他这样。
Who showed us how to use typology in the right way.
他告诉我们如何用预表正确的使用预表的方法。
Because you can use typology in the wrong way.
因为你可以用预表用的不正确的方法。
But here our brother shows us the way to understand revelation and keep it within bounds.
这作者让我们看到我们如何能达到这个启示的道路，然后也在有一个很稳固的根基。这样
，Now Jesus used this hermeneutic, this method of typology when he spoke.
耶稣也用这样的预表的方式解释释经来当他来讲的时候。
Many times in his statements, in his parables, he used typology from the Old Testament.
很多的时候在他讲道的时候他在他的预言当中他都用旧约当中的这些预表。
Even when he says things like, and you have in front of you a greater than Solomon, he's using Solomon as a type.
比如说他讲到说在这里一个所罗门更大的他用所罗门做一个预表。
And I say also in number two that Paul found many of his revelations by seeing the types in the Old Testament.
保罗也是这样在旧约的圣经当中很多的经文因为这预表能够得到关于基督的启示。
Anybody remember what Paul speaks about in 1 Corinthians in chapter 10?
大家记得保罗在哥林多前书第十章那里所讲的吗？
He takes the whole history of the children of Israel's wander through the wilderness, going through the Red Sea and going through the wilderness as a type of our Christian life.
他用整个以色列民出离埃及在旷野中行走然后过红海来讲述我们基督徒在地上的这个经历。
And so finally, Jesus is a Melchizedekan priest and king, and it's therefore relevant to our sonship.
最后一点讲到耶稣基督基督也是麦基洗德般的等次的祭司所以说他也跟我们与得儿子名分有相关。
He's a priest and a king now.
他现在就是祭司君王。
Because he's a king, his scepter rules from Zion.
因为他是君王他在从锡安伸出他能力的杖来。
Because he's a priest, he makes offering for you and intercedes for you.
因为他是祭司他为我们献祭为我们代求。
And in the millennial kingdom to come,
在千禧年将来的国度里
we will still say Jesus is our priest, our Lord, and our King.
我们仍然说耶稣是我们的祭司，我们的主，我们的君王。
This is the basis of us being a royal priesthood.
这个就是我们能成君尊的祭司的根基。
So this is very wonderful to see.
所以这是一个很宝贝的，让我们能够有这样的看见。
Next week we'll finish chapter 7, looking at His comparison now between the Levites and the Melchizedek.
然后在下一次我们结束希伯来书第七章下半部分来比较麦基洗德和利未的祭司的职分。
Now just remember this.
大家要记得。
Is this boring to you?
这对你来说是不是很那个没有趣无聊
？Maybe you think this isn't important.
你可能觉得这个不是很重要。
To the Jews, this is very important.
对犹太人来说，这是非常的重要。
If I am a Jewish Christian.
如果我是一个犹太人的基督徒
And I can be set free by my Messiah,
我可以被我的弥赛亚所以得自由释放的自由
Then I can become a son.
我可以真实的成为一个儿子
Let's pray.
来我们祷告
Our Father, we bless you.
父啊我们祝福
We recognize you as God most high.
我们承认你是至高的神
You have saved us and given us victory in all our battles.
你已经拯救了我们，在我们所有的征战当中，给我们得胜。
And as you break the bread and give us the wine,
当你好像分开这饼，然后给我们这酒的时候
，we stand before a greater than Melchizedek, our Lord Jesus.
我们站在一个比麦基洗德更高的，就是在我们主耶稣基督面前。
And we worship our Lord.
我们来敬拜我们的主。
We say He is our priest and our King.
我们说他是我们的祭司，是我们的君王。
He alone can lead us.
唯有他能带领我们
into the land of rest,
可以带领我们到安息之的应许之地
into the age to come,
带领我们到将来的国度
Lord, we set our sights in heaven,
主啊我们把我们的眼睛定睛在天上
where you're seated on the mercy seat in the holy of holies,
你在那至圣所坐在那施恩的宝座上
and as we see you,
当我们看见你的时候
we understand these heavenly things,
我就明白这些属天的事
thank you for the Holy Spirit,
谢谢你把圣灵赐给我们。
Do reveal yourself through your word.
借着你的话语来启示你的自己。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告，奉靠耶稣宝贝的名。
Amen. Amen.